Canada, are you on? Okay, good. Call the order, June 21st, regular board meeting. Roll call of who's in attendance.
President Peketich?
Here.
Director Graff?
Here.
Director Clark?
Here.
Director Merchant?
Sorry, here.
Director Passy?
Here.
Okay, item two, adoption of the agenda. I need a motion.
Can we make the, we want to revise.
Oh, we want to make the revised agenda changes. Go ahead.
Okay, we want to move items number 15, 17, and 18 up in the agenda to after number 9.
Yep. 17, 18.
Okay.
After 9.
So we can.
With those adjustments, can I get a motion?
I so move.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Got him. Special announcement.
Time out.
Timing out.
We have two directors participating via phone, so that means every vote needs to be by roll call vote.
Hey, look at you.
Yeah.
Okay, roll call on the agenda approval.
President Peketich?
Yes.
Director Graff?
Yes.
Director Clark?
Yes.
Director Merchant?
He's feeding the bears.
John?
Yes.
Okay. Director Passick?
Yes.
Okay. Item three, special announcements and activities.
Hey. Paul.
Our utility worker, Mario Moreno, was promoted to a utility worker two, and we're very proud of the efforts and work he has put in. Unfortunately, he's not available today. He's out on a...
How long has he been with the district?
He's been with the district, I believe, about 2.5 years now.
Good.
So is a certificate-oriented promotion or time and grade?
Based on work and experience.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Thanks.
Good.
Agenda item four is closed session, so we will adjourn to closed session now. Okay, here we go. All right, coming back, agenda item five from the closed session, and there is nothing to report from closed session. Item six, comments from the public. At this time, if anybody would like to address the board, and I make comments? Nope. All right. Item seven, the consent calendar. So I look for a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I so moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Roll call vote.
President Peketich?
Yes.
Director Graff?
Yes.
Director Clark is absent. Director Merchant absent. Director Passick?
Yes.
Okay. Item 8, staff reports. 8A, the general manager's report.
I just want to report that there is one correction to that report on the item that talks about the letter for the Rancho North, Rancho Mira North development project. The original GM report said that I sent that on July 16th, and since it's not July yet, I meant yes. June, so it's really, I sent that out to them on June 16th. So the report has been updated in the packet now.
And I put 1997.
And that was the notice of preparation response letter, right?
We don't have a notice of preparation yet. It was just notification that they had received an updated
map. An updated map.
So the letter was just kind of revised to say that we were responding to that revised application with the same sort of requirements that we did before, but it's not a notice of preparation response yet.
Okay.
I haven't announced
just
it.
Just a new map. Yeah, right. Received. Got it. Okay. The other thing I saw in your update there was with regard to the Burns and McDonald report. I just want to make note of that we're shooting for next Wednesday at the Country Club at 6:30. Is that correct?
That's what we've tentatively got it arranged with the Country Club, 6:30 for the public.
When's the report coming out?
Well, we're still working on that.
Okay. Did you ever get a draft from Sullivan on his gardens, drainage basin use?
I have not yet.
No.
I know
you're aware of that, Ed?
He and Ed have talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Any other comments on 8A? 8B, Any comments on the administration financial report? Okay, 8C, security.
I have one correction on that, too. I don't know how to use Excel, I guess. The citations, the RMA rule violation citations, that should actually add up to 14, not 12. Just a little slip of the formula.
Okay. And the other thing I noticed here on this one is the Expediter Technology software is waiting for a new leadership.
Yeah, that's my recommendation. We should wait to do that until the new chief comes on and make sure that it's going to meet their needs as well.
And so, very good. Okay, 8D.
I just had one question, a quick question, Paul. You mentioned that at Chesbro, you've now treated it for algae and odor for a second time. Is that unusual?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's
Chesbro?
Chesbro.
Yes, Chesbro is the source of the water plant. We treat it for taste and odor control, which
do
is
we have algae any, control. Do we have any plans to rip out any weeds this year?
No plans to do that this year, no.
So it's just topographical now is what you're doing?
We are applying it to the reservoir surface.
Okay. And so earlier, we made an adjustment to the agenda. Paul's heading out early, so items 15, 17, and 18 are going to move right after correspondence. So I'm going to ask my comment that I was going to ask at the end now, if that's all right, because it pertains to it. Is that okay? Detention Basin 5. Was there any further discussion about that area adoption, and kind of coming out of last month's meeting where there was a brief discussion about it?
No,
any
I haven't
new
heard
movement?
Any.
Okay. Heard anything. Nothing there.
No, the only thing that I've heard there is that RMA has asked that I make a clarifying statement for the record tonight.
Okay.
That they have not had any discussions regarding turning that Lost Lake Basin 5 area into a park.
Okay. Very good.
And it was in our comments last time.
Yeah, that's. I want to make sure that we had.
No, and CSD will get a grant deed here once the country club sale is either in or out.
Right. Okay. So everything's kind of moving along, but
they don't like paying $300 a year for nothing.
Is that a quote? All right. Never mind. Okay, that's it on 8 then. Unless there's, are you guys good on 8?
Yep.
All right. 9 correspondence. Any correspondence? No.
Yep.
Nope. All right. So we're going to move to 15 then, which is consider approval of proposal for administration parking lot asphalt ceiling and striping.
Yes, as this was an item that was identified in the administration reserve study as asset number 203, we have to take that to the board for approval for coming from administration replacement reserves. This is to clean the asphalt here within the parking lot and the roadway leading up to the wastewater gate. It's a little bit over 30,000 square feet. And they do 2 coatings and then restripe it. As you can see, the striping for the lot lines and the
handicap. How often do we do that?
Hasn't been done in the 11 years since I've been here. And previously, I had no idea as to when it was
it's
done.
It's bad.
It's overdue.
You know, I really can't remember the last time we did it.
So before your time, even.
No, it's not quite before my time. It's between 1994 and now. Sometime.
Perfect.
So, you know, 22 years.
Okay.
So, I move. We approve the proposal from Dave Bunfield, Blacktop Services and Protective Coatings. Boy, it's a mouthful. For asphalt sealing and striping of the existing roadway and parking lot at the District Administration Building in an amount not to exceed $7,542.50, funding to come from Administration Capital Replacement Reserves.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Roll call vote.
President Pikicich?
Yes.
Director Graff?
Yes.
Director Passick?
Yes.
Okay, item 17. Approval.
Thank you.
Good. Approval of payment of invoice from Tesco Controls for a SCADA? Which one I got?
Yes, SCADA.
SCADA, hey, first time. Monitoring system.
And this is a SCADA light system. It doesn't have any control. What it does is it replaces an existing monitoring system that monitors all our telemetry systems as it relates to water quality with the tertiary treatment facility, as well as run times on the aerations in the secondary treatment facility. We're required to have monitoring systems in place for reporting to the State Water Resources Control Board to ensure that our water quality standards are met before delivery to the country club or wherever we discharge recycled water. So this was an upgrade, and it is a building block as a stepping stone towards the future of a full SCADA control system where you can actuate and control valves, et cetera, and control the facility remotely. And it does provide alarms through the system as well, so you can see what's alarming. So if somebody was on call and gets alarmed, they can dial into the facility and see what's occurring.
What's triggering it now?
The existing system wasn't functioning correctly, and it kept failing and failing and getting repaired and failing, and it was put in by Tesco. So Tesco, with some negotiation with them, was willing to do this project at a reduced cost, eating the cost of the old unit that was in place and putting this in place at that reduced cost. And again, as this is a system that it's a funding that's capitalized that needs to come from capital replacement reserves because of cost.
And so when you talk about displacement of the water, does that also include the Van Vleck fields too as part of that control?
Yeah, any tertiary water we produce, it shows, you know, what our turbidity and chlorine, et cetera.
So unfortunately, I got a call from or residents that are here along this row kind of smelling smells. I don't know if that's related to this or, you know, from the treatment plant or if that's just arbitrary.
What did they smell? Chlorine?
No. Do you want me to describe
it? Over here, probably the wind coming in.
It could be the wastewater facility. We did a separate from this. This is a separate item, but we did a large sludge removal project there. And it's filled back up. So the odor is dissipating greatly today, but for 2 days or so, we were having issues that we were trying to mask with odor control masking agents.
So we bought a bunch of air fresheners that we passed out.
It's
that we did.
There you go.
Giant industrial versions of that, yes.
I didn't know if it was related to backup, Paul. That's why I asked.
No.
Okay. So go ahead. Anybody want
to? So I just wanted to clarify, Tesco, you might have heard this name at the water treatment plant. So they were trying to incorporate a system-wide SCADA system. So this rolls into the existing SCADA system at the water treatment plant. So the intent is to get all our sewer pump stations, all our drainage pump stations, everything electronically tied to this Tesco control system so that the operators can sit at one location and monitor all facilities.
So we go from being 20 years old to 10 years old.
Well, it's always room for improvement, right? Continuous improvement.
Yeah, you can never stay up. Okay. You good?
Okay.
Yeah. Go for it.
I move we approve the payment of invoice from Tesco Controls for a SCADA monitoring system in the amount of $18,940, funding to come from sewer capital replacement reserves.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call vote.
President Pekatich?
Yes.
Director Kraft?
Yes.
Director Pastor?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 18, consider approval of three projects being added to the Capital Improvement Technical Memorandum for Fee Development.
Yes, so these three projects, as listed here in the packet, are hoping to be added to the project. Two of them are going to be cost shared with existing residents, but have impacts based related on to future development, those being the motor actuated valve and the Yellow Bridge sewer force main. The Yellow Bridge sewer force main's a main trunk line for sewage coming from the north community, and with the north development moving forward, we have to make sure that that's in place, and that's going to be a project no matter what. But whether or not, you know, you want to put it on this list for development share, cost sharing, that's why it's here in the packet.
I think it ought to be identified as to who's going to pay what.
And that would be in the 66,000 report listed
remember,
out.
Remember, this is just the tech memo that's approving the projects. The additional report's coming out that's going to show the cost share percentages between existing.
And when is that coming out?
That's the one that I've reported on there that is being pushed out so that Dick can have time to do the legal review. Was that my GM report?
Oh, okay, okay. July. As long as it's covered someplace,
yeah.
It's
okay.
Yeah,
time,
no, that's so. Coming July, right?
Should be in this memo. It'll be in the report.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And all we're doing here is adding three more to the list of five pages we've already done.
Yeah. Just,
okay. Do we have a motion?
We'll get up to it.
I move we approve the addition of three projects: 14-inch motor actuated valve, Yellow Bridge sewer force main improvements, and trash containment structures in a total amount of $328,000. To the Capital Improvement Technical Memorandum for Fee Development.
Second. Moved and seconded. Roll call vote.
President Beckett?
Yes.
Director Graff?
Yes.
Director Passick?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you, Paul.
Excuse me. I need to be excused.
Thank you. Yep. Is there a motion
for
that?
Paul.
Just kidding. Okay. Item 10, consider adoption of resolution 2017-06 in honor of Darlene, general manager, moving to Florida. No, that's not really what it says, but yes. So I get to read the whereas, yes?
Yeah, do it out there.
We got to have a motion first.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, let me get you a motion. That's right. Can I get a motion first?
I move we adopt resolution R-2017-04, a resolution adopting the proposed budget for fiscal... Whoops.
Wrong one.
You see, you're going to stick around.
Uh-huh.
Wrong one. There's no official resolution?
No, she didn't put that in there.
No, it's 2007-06. That's it.
It's yeah, item two.
I move we approve resolution 2017-06.
Second. Hey, there you go. Roll call vote.
It was. President Beckett?
Yes.
Director Graff?
Yes.
Director Passick?
Yes.
Do you want to know why it was hard? Because we're not really ready to let go.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know.
Nothing against you.
We've been hoping you're going to say,
okay, stand up.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Stand up. Yeah, let's do this again. I'm moving part of the way to side.
No, it's just you and her.
I thought this was a list,
Dave. Team effort.
Seven.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Whereas Darlene J. Teal began her public service with Rancho Marietta Community Services District on July 19, 2008 as Director of Administration. Whereas Darlene promoted to Assistant General Manager on September 1st, 2013, and whereas Darlene accepted a position with Citrus Heights Water District as Assistant General Manager in June 2014. I can't think that's actually it. Whereas Darlene returned to Rancho Marietta Community Services District as General Manager December 27, 2014, and whereas Darlene will retire on July 7, 2017 after 9 years of superior service to the residents and employees of the Rancho Marietta Community Services District, and whereas Darlene has been an important part of the community and the district by providing strong leadership and guidance to the staff and board of directors, and whereas the community and residents will continue to benefit from Darlene's sound financial acumen and strong financial management. Long after her leaving the district.
I like that. I don't know where they come up with these things.
Now, therefore, be it proclaimed this the 21st day of June in the year 2017 that the Board of Directors of the Rancho Marietta Community Services District recognizes, appreciates, and commends Darlene Teal for her 9 years of service to the community and the district and wishes her well in her future endeavors.
Thank you.
How much service you have? You have 10 in purse?
What?
You have 10 years in purse?
Yes.
Whereas 10 years in purse.
Yeah,
whereas.
We'll keep it from
yes.
There. How's that? Okay. Any other statements from our whereas friends here?
Well, I'm saddened to hear you, to see you depart, but I can understand why. Taxes are a lot better in Florida. Weather's lousy.
Yeah, you get used to it.
But I hope you enjoy your new job for however long you want to work there. But
yeah. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed my tenure here.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm going kind of far away. It's going to be difficult to have me come back again.
Just stop by, see how things are doing.
It's going to be difficult in case something happens the next time. In order for me to come back as a retired annuitant, it's going to be a little difficult. You have to keep relying on Ed.
We can telecommute.
Okay.
Yeah, the web technology is amazing.
No problem. Skype, yeah, we can do, yeah.
No problem.
That's, I can see a CIP. We need a new, you know, TV mounted on the wall.
That's
so we
right.
can Skype.
So I want to make a comment. I hope I don't embarrass Darlene. But her mom knew what she was doing when she named Darlene J. Thiel. The J stands for joy.
Joy.
So it's been a joy to work with Darlene all these years, and I really appreciate all she's done for the district. So thank you, Darlene.
Thank you, Ben.
Very nice.
I didn't know he was asking me the other day what the J stood for. I didn't know he was going to turn it around and use it here.
I'm not going to use it on, you know, against you. But yeah.
Yes. Yes.
She knew
my
well.
Parents decided I was the joy of their life, so they named my middle name Joy.
Oh, that's very nice. Little did they know.
And you will complete all your documentation you committed to.
Crack that whip, Jerry. Yes, I've got that. Yes,
well,
I still
tough.
Have.
It's tough to get some of that stuff out of the woodwork after everybody's gone.
I still have 2.5 weeks. I'll get it done.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Jerry promised to come over at 8 o'clock every morning, every day, just
every
to make
day,
sure.
To keep check. Pushing me, right?
Go check,
right.
Go check to see if they're all on her board so that she got them erased one at a time.
Right.
Oh, we got to keep going because we got to get out of here by 5:30.
But she had committed to like working until midnight on her last day at one point, right, which I laughed at and said, no, you're not doing. Okay. So thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate all the support that you guys have given me.
Good. Okay, item 11, consider adoption of resolution 2017-04, fiscal year 2017-18 budget, including capital improvement projects.
So there has not been much of a change between May and this presentation. The only change that has occurred was the actual cost increase to the California Waste Recovery Services mm-hmm. contract. And the Sacramento County admin fee, also related to solid waste. Those changes came in a little bit higher than what I had projected in the preliminary budget. So that was an $1,100 change. It was an increase in $1,100 to the solid waste budget total. And so since we can't adjust rates after we've done the Prop 218 notice, I adjusted on the budget for solid waste. I took $1,100 out of our collection of solid, the hazardous household waste event. Remember, that's the one that we collect a portion of it. We try to do like 50% each year because we kind of got a target of having a household hazardous waste every other year. So it reduces that collection by $1,100. The last time we was like a 3-year gap between times of the two different events.
So, so it's 50 cents a household for the year.
The 1100, yeah. Yeah. So I don't think there was one comment had come back to me from, I believe it was Les had commented that he was just wanted to make sure that that wasn't going to be an impact on the household hazardous waste spend.
The
I,
actual
and I don't
end
believe it,
fee
yeah.
to the user. Right.
The what?
The end fee, like what's the impact of the end fee to the user?
No, he wanted to make sure that we weren't going to be cut short as far as being able to have the household hazardous waste. But since we collect a portion of it every year, I don't believe $1,100 is going to, it's not going to impact whether you have one next year or not.
Okay.
Everything else.
We may
else,
not need one next year.
Pardon?
We may not need one.
Correct. Next. You may wait another year before you have one. It's, you know. Other than that, there hasn't been no changes to the budget. So the average increase for the average residential bill is still 1.32%, or about $2.22 per month.
Which is exactly what we mailed.
Right, right, exactly what we had put out on the Prop 218 notices.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jerry, morning.
Nothing.
Any thoughts?
This is the third or fourth time we've seen this. Now, so.
Indeed.
I just like to repeat myself.
I think we've asked all
more.
The questions. I've asked all my questions.
Jerry's deep in his monitor there, so I'm kind of wondering. You good?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. How about a motion?
So I move we adopt. Now I'm reading the right line here.
Yeah.
I move we adopt resolution R-2017-04, a resolution adopting the proposed budget for fiscal year 2017-2018, including capital projects.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call vote.
President Bekovich?
Yes.
Director Graff?
Yes.
Director Passy?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Item 12. Okay.
So this is the follow-on to the budget adoption. So back in May, we did the introduction of this ordinance 2017-01 that adopts the proposed rates actually into our district code. It's been open now for 30 days. The comes before the board for this particular meeting for adoption of that ordinance, and then we will roll the rate increases into district code, and they become effective with the July billing. So your water rates are going up about a little over 0.5%. Sewer is going up 0.7%. Drainage is going up 4.1%, and security is at 4%. And then the solid waste rates are going up 1.1%. Again, no difference from what was presented back at the May meeting.
Okay. Good?
Yep. So is this two different motions, or is it just step one, step two, single motion?
Yeah. It's one motion.
It's one motion. So I move we acknowledge the second reading of Ordinance 2017-01 and adopt Ordinance 2017-01, an ordinance adopting the proposed service charge increase and special tax adjustments.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call vote.
President Bekovich?
Yes.
Director Graff?
Yes.
Director Passy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. 13.
Item number 13. This is the Fourth Amendment to the 2013 contract between the district and California Waste Recovery Systems that documents their annual increase for rates to be charged over the 2017-2018 period. This rate increase has already been incorporated into the budget and the rates that we just adopted. Mm-hmm. This is just actually adopting and formally approving the amendment to their contract.
Okay.
I move we approve the Fourth Amendment to the 2013 contract between Rancho Murrieta Community Service District and California Waste Recovery Systems for solid waste collection and disposal services.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call vote.
President Bekovich?
Yes.
Director Graff?
Yes.
Director Passick?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's audit time.
Yes.
Annual. I always, and then I look right at Eric.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
It's his favorite time of
year. It is.
So this item is the board's approval for the annual audit engagement letter to hire Larry Bain or continue using Larry Bain CPA for the 2016-2017 financial audit, and then to authorize the general manager to sign the engagement letter. The letter documents that Mr. Bain believes that the audit will commence on September 5th, which is he's done every year the day after Labor Day. He's generally here for about 4 days doing his on-site field work, and that he will issue the draft audit report in October of 2017. And again, his plan for keeping in line with the partner rotation, which is required now by the State Controller's Office, that that has to happen in the 18-19 fiscal year, and we would continue, if we continued using his firm, the partner, his partner would be transitioned to be the lead auditor to make that compliance.
And weren't they kind of riding shotgun on this, so to speak? Like last year they started sharing ideas back and forth and kind of preparing for this, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Audit, the fees for the audit is $14,500 for the district audit and $4,000 for the CFD audit. That's about close to what the audit fees were last year. I think the CSD audit may be going up about $500. And the same maybe for the CFD audit.
Eric, is there any issue with what was done last year that you need to come up to speed on to be ready for this year?
No, not at all. No, Larry and I worked together really well. Yeah, there was really no issues at all. I mean, he said it was a very, very smooth audit. So, I mean, he's so familiar with the way that this place works.
It definitely gives him a leg up as far as understanding the intricacy of all the different allocations and everything.
But so, with respect to closing the books, et cetera, there's no issue or fuzziness on your part?
Is oh, goodness, no. No, no, everything's pretty much buttoned down.
Okay.
So I'll be ready for him.
Okay, so I recommend we approve the audit report or the engagement of Larry Bain, CPA, for 2016-17 fiscal audit, and authorize the general manager to sign the engagement letter.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so that jumps us down to 16. I'm pretty excited about this one.
Okay. So,
are you excited about this one? Document management system, right?
Brimming with enthusiasm.
Back about, I think it was in the March time frame, Debbie Bradbury and Suzanne Lindenfeld accepted a special assignment to select an electronic document management system. It was part of the, what do I want to call it, performance incentive plan.
Yeah.
And so they were tasked with developing the request for quotation. They had identified the system needs, our needs and requirements. They drafted and released the RFQ. They had the evaluating of the responses and recommended the selected solution. So the write-up that's on that memo is basically their write-up to me of the recommendation of selecting the Caltronics system as opposed to one that was from ESC Imaging. And if we get approval tonight and we can sign the contract order tomorrow, then we also get a $1,000 rebate for the program. So they both felt that this program had a lot more functionality to it. It was much more user-friendly and was actually about less expensive than the other program that didn't have the amount of functionality that this program does. And I believe they have somebody here from Caltronics.
Hey, that, I have a question. Does this program do anything for Paul and all of his stuff?
Yes, as far as it can, how do you mean do what? I mean, it's got the capability of storing his CAD files and his maps and things like that. And
because I remember old Joe talked about having everybody with an iPad out in the truck and no other documentation with them and accessing it that way.
Yes, they can.
So, I mean, in the long run, that makes some sense.
Yes.
And then did you ever contact anybody that is using it today?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes, I did.
And they're all perfectly content, right?
Nothing but good things to say.
Okay.
They even trashed their program they had started before to take this one.
Because the vendors always give a glowing report. I mean, I've
talked to
them 1,000 times. So.
Call this person.
Good.
I'm excited about this because the other thing is the capability to search. You know, like when you go into Paul's office and your office, it's paper. You know me and how this I feel about this. You know, and then trying to find XBinder on the top of XStack and search through all of it. And you know, I mean, there's a lot of up on this. You know, this building burns and you are in big trouble because a lot of stuff is gone. You know, and so my questions around this have to do. So first of all, congratulations on a great initiative. Thank you. Excellent.
Get your certificate to McDonald's when this gets signed.
a couple questions that I had is there's three things, right? You got to get it all in, right? So, like, do we have a pretty good plan about how to start transferring everything from paper into data storage?
That will come following this. Wonderful. And it's also going to be a phase two of performance incentive plan.
Okay.
That will involve Debbie, Suzanne, and Eric to figure out naming conventions and working together on how to get things stored, moved over, and yes.
And may I suggest interns? Anyway.
interns or other people to do actually some historical scanning, get other documents so it's not staff time doing that.
It'd be awesome. And there's always people looking to get.
Right. Yeah, it's capturing the past.
It's rather boring about how to find it, but you still got to remember what you called it.
Right, yeah. And so the categorization and everything, if these guys can set it up, and then you get people
It's very customizable.
Yeah,
so we'll
fantastic.
With this system, can you get a listing of everything that was stored in 2010 or 2011 or 2012 or by month? Because sometimes I'm well aware of kind of time frame, but I don't remember what the hell it was filed after.
et cetera. And, you know, it's like looking for emails when you didn't remember who sent it. They can do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sure there's fields within where you can sort and search and categorize and so forth, right? Most document management systems have that, right?
Yeah.
We want to search on not only index values, but also content of the image itself.
Yeah.
So we'll see our scrapings. You have both methods.
Put in a keyword and you get 20,000 pages out that's got that keyword in it.
Yeah. Refined search. So then the other question that I had is recurring data storage and backup. So as we get into it, you know, think about, because of course, if something gets corrupted and it crashes, you want to make sure you have backup and all those other sorts of things. So making sure that whatever we come up with as a solution addresses backup. And
wait,
then
I assume we're using a cloud, right, for backup? No?
Barracuda. We have it.
Cool. And then, you know, just whatever capacity or whatever else comes along with, you know, because once you start uploading the mountains of paper in this building, it'll be interesting to see how quickly
we... They looked at that and evaluated it, and they say that we are A-OK.
Awesome.
We'll break 45 scanners, but other than that...
Yeah. Can I make a motion on this, because I'm so excited about it?
Sure,
yeah.
Can
I ask, I think somewhere in here, there was a discussion about having five servers...
Five licenses, five user licenses, not servers.
Yeah. So there's just one server, but it's just five licenses. So sitting there.
Five concurrent users, so five people could be on it at the same time. Or maybe we went to 10. We went to 10, yeah.
So then my only question on this was similar to what Mark's was. The question of using the storage vault budget money for it is the issue of backup. And the fire issue is either you need an on-site fire-rated storage location or you're storing all your backups off-site. So
which
that's
is what they do.
Yeah, yeah, both. Outstanding.
Good. Any other thoughts?
Security software is a different layer, right? So we don't have that issue. Or is that a piece of this also?
What do you mean security software?
Hacking prevention.
Well, that's done with firewalls and other security measures.
None of which work anyway, but that's all right.
We're very secure. All of ours work.
Okay. All right.
So I'm excited, so I'm going to do it. Approve the proposal from Caltronics for an electronic document management system in amount not to exceed $58,000, funding of $20,000 to come from capital improvement reserves and $38,000 to come from unrestricted cash.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call. Is this a roll call?
Yeah.
Yeah, roll call vote.
President Pecatin?
Yes.
Director Graff?
Yes.
Director Passage?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like I said, enjoy your
We're off and running.
21st century.
Jumping from 19 to 21.
That's right.
All right, ready? Item 19 now. Consider approval of district appointments.
Yes. So, with my upcoming retirement, we're recommending that the board appoint Ed as the interim district treasurer, the interim regional water authority board member representative, and also the interim Sacramento Central Groundwater Authority board member representative. I serve right now as district treasurer and the regional water authority board member representative. The SCGA, or the Sacramento Central Groundwater Authority, has just recently adopted provisions to their joint powers agreement that now allows Rancho Murrieta to the board to delegate to a staff person to sit on that board. Up to this point, it's only been elected official could only sit there. So the recommendation is to go ahead and let Ed serve as interim SCGA, and then, of course, those three positions would most likely roll to the new GM when they're hired.
Don't forget your Form 700. They'll ask for it.
Nope, I won't. And if asked, I will serve.
And Suzanne will remind.
Yes.
Okay.
We got a... Go ahead, Jared.
I move we appoint Edward R. Krause as interim district treasurer and all that other stuff that's on our Regional Water Authority board member representative and other... Sacramento Groundwater Authority Board.
Sacramento Central, but there is an agency called Sacramento Groundwater, so it needs to be Sacramento Central Groundwater.
Oh, okay. Sacramento Central Groundwater.
Yes, thank you.
I will second that.
Okay, moved and seconded. Roll call vote.
President Pecatin?
Yes.
Director Graff?
Yes.
Director Passage?
Yes.
Okay, item 20, consider California Special Districts Association 2017 Board Elections Representative Seat C.
Yes, so this would be the, if the board desires to have the district vote for one candidate to sit in seat C, this is your opportunity to do so. You've got three candidates, Peter Campa, whom I think might be the incumbent, I can't remember. You've got Orlando Fuentes as an applicant, and also Scott Harbrook, Holbrook.
And fourth option is none of the above, right?
Or you can decline to vote.
Don't bother.
They do sit on a board that you're members of. And
so, I mean, ultimately, do you have any familiarity with any?
I don't know any of the three guys.
Okay.
I don't either.
Do you have an opinion?
I can tell you that from participating in CSDA and being on their listserv where
yep.
Put in questions and responses. Peter Campa is a lot of times very active in that listserv, providing okay. Advice and recommendation to people that have asked questions on it. And he seems to be very knowledgeable.
And has been there since 98, mm-hmm. according to his application. Yeah. Okay. So that would be your recommendation?
I would recommend him.
Okay.
The other two... gentlemen, I really don't know anything about.
If he hasn't done anything that you thought was the wrong thing to do, I'd vote for him.
Okay. So a motion to, want to give it to us, Maury?
I move that we use our ballot and vote for Peter J. Campa.
Second.
We've been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, 21.
So this is an update on the waterfront plant expansion project, documentation of the project cost overrun, and an example of how the overrun reimbursement would work according to the FSAs that we have out there for the 670 properties and also with Rancho North properties. The total cost of the water treatment plant project came in at $13,244,310. That was originally funded by almost $3 million by the district, $4.1 million by the Ryan and Bardos letters of credit, and $3.8 million in the CFD 2014 Rancho North bond funding. That came down to a total project overrun of $932,000. Of that $932,000, $229,000 of that was work that was approved as CSD-only work. It was just related to existing residents and services. And then we also had an excess of about $68,000 in CSD labor, admin, and legal fees. The Rancho North FSA had a cap on that particular category of $50,000. So that brings down, you subtract all of those out of that 932, brings you down to an overrun, which is shareable between us and Rancho North, of $634,726. That amount is to be shared 50-50 between the two entities. So we would, we're eligible to receive $317,363 from Rancho North's 50% share. So the example is that non-participating developers, such as Residences East and West, the apartment site, other miscellaneous up to undeveloped areas, will have to pay to participate. If they, you know, when they come to develop, they're going to have to pay for their fair share of the water treatment plant expansion of project. So the phase one that we've done is for 4 million gallons per day. So we take the $13,244,000 divide by the 4 million gallons per day of available treated water, comes out to $3.31 per gallon. So then as an example, you take what we need to get for a peak demand gallon per day, which is our 750 gallons per day per EDU times 2.2. It's generally 2.1. In the FSA, we use 2.2, but usually it's a 2.1 factor. Arrives at 1,666 gallons per day for a peak demand of water. The residences is a total of 198 lots. That's for both east and west combined. They're estimated to be, or projected to be, what we call small estate lots, which is actually a 0.9 EDU factor. You multiply that by their peak demand of 1,666 gallons per day, comes to a total of 313,000 gallons per day of fair share of the water from the plant. So 313,000 times $3.31 is a little over $1 million, $1,036,000. And 50% of that money comes directly to us at $518,015. Without any shareable cost overruns, Rancho North would also get a reimbursement of $518,000. But since we had the overrun, we will keep and retain $317,000 out of that $518,000 that would be due to Rancho North, and we would get $335,000. I mean, $835,000 from the residences' participation in the water treatment plant. Rancho North would then get $200,652.
Where does that money go?
That money would go back into our reserves fund. I mean, that's where we paid for the water. Yes. Uh-huh. That's where
and then, assuming since the apartment site, if and when they ever show up, is not a participant in any FSA, they would still get this?
They would still get this because the agreement that we have with Rancho North says that anybody that comes in and that comes in to buy water, we've paid for the water. So you've got the Rhine and Embargus was obligated to build 1.5 million gallons of water treatment. So we've got a total of 4 million gallons out there for this $13 million price tag. We've got 1.5 million gallons per day, and Rancho North did 500,000 gallons in this phase one. So we've got 500,000 gallons out there that we've paid for that we need to be reimbursed for when non-participating developers come down the road. And then, of course, when you go into train four and you get that additional 2 million gallons, they would have to start paying for that, too.
I just want to make sure it's clear because like I said, the apartment site was not included under any of these things, and I'm not sure that Rancho North
they have to pay for. They haven't paid for water at all. They've got to have their fair share.
But does Rancho North participate in that, or if they let's say
if they come in and they're part of that 500,000 gallons that we've both paid for, then yes, they would participate in that.
But if they let's make an assumption that they've assumed, you know, using the million they paid for before and the other because of all of their building, and then the apartment site comes in, whose water are they using?
They would then fall into the extra 1 million gallons we'll have from train four.
And
so they'll have to come in, when they get to that point, they're going to have to pay for membranes of their own. So they're going to come in and we're going to give them an estimate of how much water they're going to use. They're going to have to populate the membrane filtration on that additional train.
And did they owe the $3.31 also?
That'll have to go back and look and clarify because
that's what I want clarified because I think they're an outlier that could come through way downstream. But
right.
Uh-huh. Everybody that's in this audience at least is long gone, and so it needs to be clear.
Right. Okay. I will verify that and I'll make sure it's put in the summary.
Okay. And the purpose we brought it to the board was to make it have it documented.
Right.
Yeah. There's no approval.
The document management system. 30 years can recover all this stuff.
Right. So as part of the discussion, the clarification and point that you asked for should be in that document?
Yeah, she continues to clarify that.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said I would do that.
Maury, any other thoughts from your point of view?
No.
Okay.
Seemingly, Jerry, this is the end of the project.
The $500K that Sullivan has put up is for $500,000 or a million?
The $540K that we've got on hold?
Yeah, they're going for a half a million.
That's another million. That's a million gallons.
It's another million. So in theory, there's a million more that could be added in Train 4.
Yes. Train 4 can actually hold 2 million gallons.
Yeah, that's what I said, if he puts in...
Oh, yeah, an additional above and beyond what Rancho North has paid for, yes.
Yeah, okay. All righty. Good.
Are you breathing a sigh of relief now?
Mm-hmm. Sure, fine.
He's been along for the whole ride, so. So 22, receive quarterly update on the 2017 board goals.
Yes. So the board goal update form has been handed out to everybody. I think everybody got a copy of it.
No,
it's in the packet.
Oh, just in the packet. I'm sorry. Okay, it's in the packet. I can go through each of them. I don't know if you guys just want to read what the updates are, and then...
What are you leaving behind? That's what we need to know.
Well, there's all... I mean, strategic plan is being left behind. Defining and clarifying and confirming the district's role in recreational services. That's not done. Recycled water is going to carry forward. There's been some activity, but it's not going to be completed before July 7th. A lot of things. 5-year rolling capital improvement plan, capital replacement plan. I did the high-level one, but we don't have the one that goes down to the detail yet of the replacement reserve study.
And Ed's all familiar with all this, so you can transfer it to the new guy when that gets new person.
It will be before July 7th. I mean, we've gone over some stuff, but we haven't sat down and gone through all of these things yet.
But most certainly.
Okay. Progress.
So the thing on the RFP for the augmentation well, and I mean, that's coming along at the end of the month. And so, I mean, just looking at all these things, it looks like everything's still trucking along. Yeah. So to Jerry's point, I am appreciative of the handoff, you know, and to Ed and whomever else, you know, Eric, and one of the comments we made last time we were together was when you gave your presentation about the budget. Uh-huh. And I believe the comment was, Jerry looked over and said, Eric, so you can do this next year.
I'm going to be sponging information off of her tomorrow, in fact.
Yes, yeah. We're actually got time on the calendar to make sure we go through the whole process tomorrow.
Okay. So that's wonderful. I appreciate that from the standpoint of the long range piece. So thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Maury, anything else on the 2017 update?
No.
Okay, then let's move on. Parks Committee, want me to do this one?
Yes.
Okay, there's no plan for an upcoming parks meeting. Where we last left off was a desire, the developer mentioned it in June, and RMA mentioned it along the way about do some discussion on E in a public setting, which is the trail map. It's kind of like subsided just a little bit right now, and I don't have an actual targeted date on that. The other half of that I'll leave until I get to the director comments later about the community meeting. The Greens is moving forward, the Greens Park, which is excellent news. The grading begins on Monday. We've been invited to a ribbon cutting ceremony, our board, on Monday, June 26th at 10 a.m. at the Greens off of Jigger back there in the south.
Somebody gonna chase out the rest.
I'm ready, right around the corner, buddy.
I know. You're not the only one that's excited about this.
Yeah,
the whole community
awesome.
Is excited about this. And so I think last night they kind of reported out, you guys can confirm, and I see your post on .com, but the concrete pouring is to go on July 17th, landscaping by the 31st, and then the asphalt and playground equipment planned for mid-August. So probably by, I'm going to guess, towards the end of August, early September, this is going to be real. So pretty exciting. Hope everybody can make it on Monday at 10.
All the trees will be planted and dying out because of the drought. Or the heat, I should
say. I say, we don't have a drought anymore. Maybe the heat.
The heat, right.
And on the upside, the Greens Park is finally showing up. So to the credit of RMA, to the credit of the board members that came before me on the Parks Committee and the current Parks Committee, this is like pretty exciting news. Delivering on something that's been talked about since 2005 or six, so.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty excited about that. So that's what I have is the parks update. Any questions?
So we're down to one undeveloped park, right? And that's the one out by Calero.
One undeveloped.
Well, Escuela Park is not finished yet.
Well, technically it is. It's the sports field.
And technically Riverview's not quite done.
Right.
And Riverview still belongs to the developer and not to the community. Yeah,
and then there's the plans for community. Yeah.
It's never been actually deeded to the RMA.
So he's dumb enough to pay property taxes on it. Crazy.
It's staked and ready to be sold, so who knows?
And then you've got the community park stuff that's on the parks matrix.
Yes, there's a lot of stuff on the matrix, so there's still ways to go. But this one was a long time. Promised long ago.
You know, if the Riverview Park is owned by the developer, I'm kind of shocked because RMA is going in and modifying the hell out of that in various ways.
All within the matrix and all agreed upon by the
developer.
Yep, yep, yep. So like when the pump track went in, as an example, there was a conversation with the developer about that. So if they go and change into a dog park, it'll be a similar conversation through the matrix
and
process.
It's still Reyna Gambardis?
No, it's... I don't know that it's them anymore. It's a different company.
The guy who bought it for $2,000.
I can't comment on that. Okay, next one. 24. Conference and education opportunities.
So I know we have Maury going to the Special District Leadership Academy.
Yes.
July 9th through 12th. Paul Stevenson is also going to go.
Where is it?
Napa. It's in Napa. Napa?
No. Oh, is he? Okay.
Suzanne is going to the Art of the Message in August.
Okay. Okay. We're good on 24?
Yep.
25, the meeting dates. Again, earlier in the meeting, we mentioned the one tentatively scheduled for Wednesday to go through the security assessment report
it's,
at the
it's
country
It's not park. On here yet because we're not 100%.
I understand.
Yes. Right.
I'm just mentioning it for the sake of... Once it's solidified,
so
we will
know. So that's next Wednesday, if it
that
comes
is correct.
It's a town hall meeting.
Town hall for the...
Oh, the town hall.
Yeah.
Are we going to see it beforehand?
Well, that's the plan. But that's why it's tentative and it's not on here yet.
Right.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
So, since I'll be in Napa the 9th through the 12th or whatever it is, I will not be here for the improvements of the personnel committee meeting.
I'm going to miss the cake for Diane, Darlene?
Well, whatever my name is.
Oh, by now.
Did you say Joey?
You've already forgotten who I am. Thank you so much.
I think you meant to say Jacksonville. Maybe that's what it was. Okay. So 26, director comments, questions, staff questions. Eric?
Nothing.
Ed Krause.
So I want to thank Darlene for thinking of me to bring me back. I want to thank the board for their confidence in hiring me. I want to thank staff for being so welcoming on my first week and a half. And Liz wants to thank you all for getting me out of the house.
And extra money to spend.
Well, that's not my money. It's
that's
her
right.
money.
Yeah.
Oh, it's her money. Oh.
Thank you.
Good trick.
Thank you, Ed, for coming back. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Actually, I want to compliment the security group. Actually, haven't had much interaction with security, but one evening, it was almost 10 o'clock, sitting reading, and it was quiet, just about ready to go to bed, and all of a sudden, there's this pounding on the door. Go out to the door, nothing around. You know, because actually, I went to one door, and the wife went to the other door. There's nobody there. And I'm walking out, and I'm looking around trying to figure out what the hell's going on, and a security vehicle drives. In fact, two of them come, and they actually stop just half a block down. So I wander out, and I'm standing in the street as the one guy pulls off and says, hey, what, somebody just pounded on my door. And he goes, we've had reports of doorbell ditching going on in the area. We're trying to track them down right now. So I was going to say that was less than a four-minute response time from when I needed security. So they did an all
you
right
called
job.
Security?
What's that? I didn't. No, I didn't. Like I said, I'd just gone out the door trying to. I mean, the one good thing is that we must be growing some very fast-paced kids. Must be good track people, because it's a long distance from my front door where they pounded to wherever they were hiding. So.
But, maybe it was the deer.
It surprised the heck out of me, but like I say, within 4 minutes, security was talking to me and reassuring me that they had the situation under control.
Good. Maury, do you know what officer it was?
I don't.
The good-looking ones.
But there were two, like I say, there were two. They were, they were cruising the street very specifically.
What day was it?
What's that?
What day was it?
It was like the 3rd or 4th of June or something like that. And I noticed in the security logs there was a thing. Mm-hmm.
That's how I do, yeah.
We can probably identify.
Yes, we will.
We do special recognitions when they get.
I see there were two of them. And it was just, like they had come up and were talking through the windows, these other ones going opposite directions. So I just caught one of them. So
nice.
But yeah, no, you can tell security that one of the board members was extremely pleased about their response time.
Good.
From a call I never made.
ESP.
The only thing I got is I request at the next board meeting that we get Ed to discuss the RMA parks fee issue and what and if anything needs to be done about it, short term, long term, et cetera, and how much it is. I think it's water augmentation, as I recall.
And other fees, too.
And other fees.
Yes,
so, so just wrap it all up just like we did with the water plant closeout. This will get it documented so that everybody can understand what's still owed.
So that's part of my
you're supposed to get there
outline, but you can talk with Ed about collection when
can,
you actually want to collect those fees.
We can get it on the board meeting to discuss next board meeting.
Yeah.
Since you won't be here.
I won't be here.
You can call in.
You can call in.
Yes. That's all I have, and I'm sorry to see you go.
Thank you.
Whoever you are.
Whoever you are.
We'll push you out on
actually,
the
6th. Actually, July 19th, I'll just be
the
getting 6th. There.
Jackie.
There we go.
Yeah.
I have your cell phone.
The party is the 6th.
I know, but I'll be
here.
Busy trying to get into my temporary
lunch.
Housing.
Yes.
You'll live.
Lunch. 1 minute, Mark. 1 minute. 1 minute to your 6 o'clock.
Okay, that's right. Thank you. Congratulations on your last meeting.
Thank you.
The fastest you've ever had.
I know.
That was my gift to you for
you.
Your last meeting. Was the fastest meeting you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You're just giving her more time to work on paperwork.
Yeah.
Midnight
uh-huh.
tonight.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know. Then the other thing to mention is I followed up with Sue Frost coming out of our meeting in May about the desire that we talked about there about having community development meetings, and she committed to getting back to us soon. I know there's a lot going on down there with planning and so forth, but I suspect that my hope is that we're moving towards this, you know, and start the planning process and putting some of it together. Maybe by the Q3-4 time frame, we can actually get the county held to ensure that we have some sort of facilitated discussion. I reiterate, too, the desire to have these not be complaint sessions, but rather solution sentence, you know, opportunities. Not, you know, I don't want people just to show up and complain. I'd like to have people show up and go, and here's what we'd like to see happen, and here's how we're going to get it done. So see how it goes.
Good.
That's it.
So I have just a couple of things. Just wanted to give an update what the plans are for recruiting for security chief. We are pending the assessment report coming out to see if there's any recommendations about maybe things needing to be done any differently, or if we should roll any of those recommendations possibly into a job description, so we would update the job description. The desire would be that happens, it's posted for the position no later than mid-July, and then transition that to Ed and hopefully the new GM to work together on application review. So mid-July posting, leave the application period open for, I don't know, 4 weeks or so. And then Ed could start collecting those chief applications, reviewing them, and hopefully if the new GM is identified and offer made, that person could also participate with Ed in reviewing and then hiring the new security chief, and to hopefully have that position filled late August, early September. Mm-hmm. And then a quick update on the GM recruitment status. The application period closed this past Monday, June 19th. I have not heard from Pam Derby today. I've reached out to see how many applications they had received. I didn't hear back from her. But I know as of June 8th, they had 20 applications received, and she said with a good portion of them meeting minimum requirements. So that is hopefully looking good. The CPS process, that they're screening all those applications, that should be completed by June 26th. They'll produce a report of their all the applicants and how they've ranked them, who, you know, who met minimum qualifications, who didn't, and they'll present all that stuff to the ad hoc committee. The ad hoc committee will look through that and select. So CPS is probably going to recommend anywhere from like 5 to 8 people. Ad hoc committee will look at those 5 to 8 and others if you want to add others than that they did not select. But out of the 5 to 8 that CPS rolls forward to the ad hoc committee would choose from that group the semifinalists, maybe up to 5 of those people. And then ad hoc committee would then roll forward with recommendation to the board to do the interview of the top, say, 2 or 3 candidates. The schedule right now is looking to have the announcement of the appointment July 24th. So fast schedule, but hopefully this first round of applicants will produce a good fit for the position. Someone that the board feels is going to be a good person to, you know, move the district forward. If it's in the, if you get somebody like that in this first round, you can make it happen. If you have to go back out again, you won't make July 24th. But
Jerry's so the board interview process will be.
Board interview right now is about July 17th. That week, July 17th. Yes. We've got, she's working on having the ad hoc committee interviews done either the July 5th, 6th, or 7th.
Okay.
And then the last thing I have to mention is the district was the recipient of $13,436 from Golden State Risk Management Association, our insurance provider, because we participate in their LPIP program, which is called the Loss Prevention Incentive Program. And Suzanne does a lot during the year to make sure that we meet all these requirements as participation in the LPIP. And so we received that check early June, a little bit ago, for our outstanding loss prevention efforts and participation in the LPIP program.
And where does that fund go?
That gets redistributed back across for the reduces insurance expenses.
Oh, the insurance.
Based on
insurance.
Yeah, just, labor in each of the
cut to her.
What do you think?
Yes, you go to me.
Oh, go to her? Okay.
That helped pay for the certificate to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Big certificate.
Jeez. That's a disincentive.
And I think that is it. Thank you very much. I've so much enjoyed board meetings. I'm really sad that this is my last one.
You'll find something else to do on Wednesday, the third Wednesday.
I say with a big smile on my face.
Yeah, you're a horrible liar.
That's why we did so fast.
So long. Suzanne,
again. Yeah, she says it with a big grin on her face.
Exactly. Like,
Suzanne, nothing?
You guys should see her feet under the desk. Woo!
Jeez. All right. Motion to adjourn then.
I shall move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
So who's buying donuts tomorrow?